Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Happy Thursday, everyone. Welcome in to Spencer on Sports here in KGYM. Happy draft day. Round one of the NFL draft is tonight. 2 and 3 tomorrow. The rest on Saturday. Like I said yesterday, one of the best times of the year if you are a sports fan, particularly an NFL fan. We get to put aside the NBA and Major League Baseball. Those things are still going on, obviously, but you're into football. Yeah, the NBA. It can wait. Get to debate who gets picked where for 3 nights in a row. Sounds good to me. Welcome into the show with you for the next 54 minutes. Talking sports with you, kicking off our local programming each weekday afternoon here on KGYM. 1600 AM 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the free KGYM app. Be sure to download it today. And we're also on your smart speaker device. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you today. Who goes number one tonight? Who do you want your favorite team to pick if your favorite team does indeed have a first-round pick? Join the conversation at 319-366-1600. Talk or text line number for you here this afternoon. We'll get to the NFL draft here to lead off the show in just a bit. Also get to those NBA playoffs last night. Two series closed out last night. Three more potentially could close out tonight. Easy for me to say. We'll get to that coming up here in just a bit and get you a preview of what's to come in the NBA playoffs tonight. Take a look at those three series that could potentially end tonight. We'll also look at what's going on in Major League Baseball. Got a full slate of day baseball games today, including Milwaukee Brewers, Pittsburgh Pirates. We've got the White Sox and the Royals again from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. Cubs play later on today. Twins in action, I believe, right now as well. So we'll get to the world of Major League Baseball coming up later on in the show as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you who you want your team to pick in the NFL draft, the first round tonight. If you don't have a first round pick, what areas do you hope your team addresses in the draft? We'll, of course, talk more about day two and day three coming up on tomorrow's show, but love to hear from you on the talk or text line here this afternoon. Poll question today has to do with the NFL draft, and it's an interesting question. There's some experts out there who seem to believe that this first round could at least tie a record for the number of wide receivers taken in round number one. The record is 7, happened all the way back in 2004, with Larry Fitzgerald headlining that class of wide receiver. So our poll question today, will more than 6 wide receivers be taken in the first round of the NFL draft tonight? Yes or no? Let us know what you think. At our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Will more than 6 wide receivers be taken in the first round of the NFL draft tonight? Yes or no? There are a lot of wide receivers you could potentially see taken tonight. We'll get into that. We'll get into some of the background info with those wide receiver classes. We've had 6 receivers taken in the first round many times. But will there be more than 6 here in the 2022 NFL draft? We'll discuss that and more coming up here on the program. Again, 319-366-1600. Razorback Dale chiming in, saying he hopes his Vikings and Patriots make smart choices like getting Treylon Burks. I've had a feeling you would hope your favorite team gets Treylon Burks there, Razorback Dale. I hope the Packers get Treylon Burks. Actually, my number one is Chris Olave, and just hearing the interview that Olave did with Zach Gelb from CBS Sports last night, saying he's talked with the Packers the most out of anyone, and he thinks Aaron Rodgers is basically the GOAT and would love to play for him. I'm getting my hopes up again. I said I wasn't going to. And, you know, they're going to draft an offensive lineman and a punter in the first round. No, that's not what's going to happen, but getting my hopes up that Chris Olave will be there for Green Bay. I will accept Treylon Burks as well. It's probably going to be a defensive back for no reason whatsoever. It's usually how things go. The least expected choice I've come to expect for Green Bay. We'll see what happens. It's still been since 2002 that they have picked a wide receiver in the first round. Shout out to Javon Walker. We could really remember some dudes today when we talk about these wide receiver draft classes. By the way, I was looking up some of the receiver draft classes. I mentioned the 2004 draft. We'll get to that. Remembering some dudes, a big part of NFL draft day as well. 319-366-1600, 4426 chiming in. Who do you think the Chiefs are going to draft? That is a good question. The Chiefs. Do they go for a receiver? They've already brought in two good receivers. Plus, they have some young receivers, some young talent. They just drafted Cornell Powell last year out of Clemson. That's a good question. Do the Chiefs go receiver? Do they take a flyer on possibly a running back in the first round? I'm not sure they will. Or do they try to shore up the defense to go against, well, what's been a crazy offseason for the AFC West and all the offensive talent that has come in and, well, was already in the AFC West. I think those are all the different areas the Chiefs could go. They got two picks back-to-back, 29 and 30 in the first round. So we'll see how they pan out or how things pan out. Because as we know, as we watch the NFL draft, what happens above some of these picks, certain players go certain spots they were unexpected to, might mess up the board for a lot of teams below them. And maybe there are a lot of teams looking to trade back in. Maybe there are teams looking to trade back out. We'll see how things play out. But a good question on the Chiefs. Bringing in Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Feel bad for the Chiefs jersey guy. I know that's been said before, but like, how do you sew that many letters on a jersey? Smith, Schuster, Valdez, Scantling. I'm taking tips from people in Pittsburgh and Green Bay. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you. Your thoughts on your team's needs for the NFL draft. Who do you want to see them take? Who do you want to see them avoid taking? That could be a question, too. We answer here today. Let's start with this. Who is the best player in the draft? There's been a lot of talk about who's going number one. Is it going to be one of the offensive linemen? Is it going to be a guy like Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan? Is it going to be Trayvon Walker from Georgia? There's a lot of debate. It sounds like there's at least four guys, at least as of earlier this week, that Jacksonville was looking at. But the best overall player in this draft class, who is it? Well, here's Mel Kiper to give us the answer.
Green, a little change from August when it was Thibodeau, Stingley, Hamilton. They're still in the top 10, but at the top of the board is Aiden Hutchinson. He had the ankle injury a couple years ago. This year he came back, and boy, was he dominant. Set a school record with 14 sacks, had a good combine, three cone. Think about the vertical. You think about everything he did test-wise, matched what he did production-wise. Aiden Hutchinson, Sauce Gardner, locked down that quarterback spot, and certainly Hamilton remained in the top five. Then you look at guys down the line a little bit. Garrett Wilson edges out Drake London, but there's Trayvon Walker at Georgia. Physically, athletically, off the charts at the combine. I would like to see the production career with only 9.5 sacks and 13 tackles for loss, only one forced fumble, match all that talent. It didn't. That's why he's at 9, but could go in the top part of the draft.
There's Mel Kiper answering the question, who is the best player in the draft? You've heard Trayvon Walker's name mentioned lots over the last couple weeks as a potential number one overall pick to Jacksonville. How is he And how has he been moving up most people's draft boards? Mike Renner, the lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus, was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons last night to answer that question.
Well, he lucked out with the Jaguars getting number one overall pick, because I'm not sure there's a lot of draft boards that would have Trayvon Walker going number one overall, but Trent Baalke and his history and basically just what he covered, the GM for the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's the same guy that drafted Alden Smith, who had over 35-inch arms, DeForest Buckner, who had over 35-inch arms, Eric Armstead, who had over 35-inch arms, all in the first round. He just covets that at the defensive line. He covets length. He is the guy who wants that at the position. Aiden Hutchinson, just over 32-inch arms. Trayvon Walker, 35.5-inch arms. That's, to me, is the big difference. Like, if you're really going right down to it, the decision the Jacksonville Jaguars' mind is going to be made up with that difference, fair or not. Trayvon Walker, like you said, he didn't flash nearly as much as any of those other guys in that Georgia defense, but a freaky athlete with that kind of length is exactly the type of player that Trent Baalke covets. So he lucked out this year with them getting the number one overall pick.
No matter who the Jags take at number one overall tonight, NFL insider Dan Graziano from ESPN said this morning that whoever they take at number one, it is extremely consequential for the rest of the draft.
I don't know anybody who's sure what Jacksonville's going to do, right? This morning I had a conversation where it could be Walker, could be Hutchinson, could be still be an offensive tackle. If it's Walker, I think one thing that happens is Detroit at number two runs to the proverbial podium and takes the Michigan kid Aiden Hutchinson. So that's two edge rushers off the board right away. So it's a consequential decision by Jacksonville if they go with Trayvon Walker, because it affects what happens with Kayvon Thibodeau and where he goes. And also those teams up high, they're looking for offensive tackles, start to feel a little better about their chances.
Well, it's clearly between Trayvon Walker or Aiden Hutchinson. Those two, as of this morning on the sports books you look at, BetMGM cited in this article specifically, probably the two favorites to go number one overall. When it comes to quarterbacks in the draft, the over-under for quarterbacks, at least at BetMGM, quarterbacks selected in round one stands at 3.5, and it looks like the under is the heavy favorite. Because, as we talked about, not a strong quarterback class in this draft. There's a lot of prognostications, a lot of picks out there. Boy, you thought the mock drafts were coming hot and heavy over the last couple of weeks. You look at any sports site today, and everybody is putting out their thoughts on a mock draft and who they think is going where. Just sampling when it comes to the quarterback class. Specifically, you scroll through the final mock draft of the season, or the mock draft before the real thing, from Mel Kiper. And for what it's worth, he has Trayvon Walker going number one to Georgia, and then Aiden Hutchinson staying home and going to the Lions at number two before Ike Mukwonu from NC State gets picked third overall. But for quarterbacks, when it comes to Mel Kiper, ESPN's one of their main draft gurus, you got to go all the way down to number 19, potentially. Could be waiting at number 19, and then it's where Kiper, at least on his last mock of the mock draft season, has New Orleans and Pittsburgh taking quarterbacks back-to-back, with Kenny Pickett going to Pittsburgh, and then Kenny Pickett, going to New Orleans, the quarterback for Pittsburgh, and then Malik Willis from Liberty going number 20 overall to Pittsburgh. So maybe a flip-flop of what some people thought. I know a lot of people, at least when the mock draft started coming out, thought that Kenny Pickett would be staying home and basically staying in the same stadium and playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Mel Kiper has it a little bit different, with Kenny Pickett going to New Orleans and then Malik Willis to Liberty. Just scrolling down a little bit on Kiper's latest mock draft, those are the only two quarterbacks in the first round that Kiper has going. But if you go to CBS Sports, and Pete Prisco, his mock draft, you see with the quarterback position, something kind of similar, waiting until the latter half of the first round, second half of the first round, to see the first quarterback off the board. Again, it is number 20 to Malik Willis. Malik Willis going to Pittsburgh. And then Kenny Pickett going in the first round. Pickett waiting all the way until the last pick, number 32, which is owned by the Detroit Lions. So a lot of different opinions. Could we see two? Could we see three quarterbacks? We will see what happens tonight with the NFL draft coming up here for tonight. Let's get back to that poll question, and it's an interesting question nonetheless, but when it comes to wide receivers, there are a ton of wide receivers that could be taken, not just in the first round, but in the draft as a whole. There's so many good wide receivers that that are out there, ripe for the taking in this draft. Reminds you of the 2020 class of wide receivers, because there were also six receivers taken in that draft as well. You look back on that draft, and with the subtraction of guys like Henry Ruggs, who obviously is in his own line of trouble, so probably will not be included in top players from this class anymore. You have guys like Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk. That was a very deep wide receiver class as well. We mentioned the 2004 draft, which saw the record so far with seven receivers taken in round one. There could be six, maybe seven receivers taken in round one tonight. And again, that was our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Will more than six receivers be taken in the first round of the draft tonight? Yes or no? Names you could be hearing tonight, and there are a couple more. I was looking through some mock drafts a few minutes ago, and then right before the show, seeing names on the mock drafts like Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, both from Ohio State, Jameson Williams from Alabama, Drake London from USC, possibly a Jahan Dotson from Penn State, and Razorback Dale, you mentioned it on the text line, Treylon Burks from Arkansas. Also seeing still some mock drafts that have a Christian Watson from North Dakota State. Also saw Sky Moore from Western Michigan, 4426, asking about the Chiefs draft on the text line. Saw a mock draft, I think it was Mel Kiper's even, that had Sky Moore mocked to the Chiefs, a very quick wide receiver from Western Michigan University. So there is that potential there with all those names you see. Lave, Wilson, Williams, London, Dotson, Burks, Watson, all these potentially first-round wide receivers that record definitely could fall here for 2022, and we'll see how things shake out. Text line still wide open, 319-366-1600. We'll get to a few more NFL draft news and notes coming up here in just a moment. Also get to some basketball news here. Take a look at what happened to the NBA playoffs, and get to baseball coming up later on in the show as well. Spencer at Sports with you here for a draft day Thursday on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it is going to be cloudy, cool, and breezy for the remainder of the day today. There may be a few spotty showers around this afternoon. Otherwise, we'll be watching for another round of showers and storms late tonight into early Friday morning. A good chunk of Friday will be dry. Temperatures will be near 60 degrees. We'll then have another round of showers and storms Friday into Saturday, and additional rounds during the day on Saturday. That's your latest Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
The way I see it, the NFL draft is the best sporting event of the entire calendar. Why? Because essentially everybody wins. And when they don't win, they blow up in the process of loss. The emotion is so high. Not just because I'm sitting in Vegas, not just because the last time we did this in person, we were in Nashville, two cities that mean a lot to me. No, this is about the fact that every single team is going to walk away from tonight and this weekend feeling one of two ways. They're either going to feel like they have conquered the earth, or they're going to feel like it's time to go scorched earth. And it involves everybody. It's not the Super Bowl with just two teams. It's everybody that's involved in it. And through all of the process of that excitement and enjoyment, there's a camaraderie that brings us all together. Sure, this is going to be the one time that if you're a Raiders fan, you might look over there and you're going to say, well, the Chiefs blew the draft, the Broncos blew the draft, everybody else blew the draft, but we got it right. That's part of the fun of this. But the reason the Vegas is packed, the reason Nashville is packed, the reason people flock to this event is because it's the truest celebration for every single football fan. That's the joy that I love to be around. Think about it. Almost everybody's going to get the draft wrong. And we don't even think about that part of the equation. We simply look at the draft and say, oh, what a wild event. As Spencer Hall pointed out to me yesterday in one of our draft meetings, really, it's a bunch of rich guys that have convinced everybody that we should celebrate their failures. Because that's what they're going to do. And inevitably, through the process of failure, we're still going to come back next year even stronger saying, this is the year everybody's going to get it right. kudos to the NFL that figured out how to make things like a schedule release a huge thing when the schedule is already known, other than the dates that they're going to play. They found a way to make the draft the same thing. Maybe it's all a house of cards, and maybe it's all a bunch of failure, but we'll celebrate this weekend like it's winning the lottery. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls soccer team got a 10-1 victory over Cedar Rapids Jefferson at home on Monday. Senior Brielle Bastion knocked in half of the team's goals. The third-ranked Xavier boys soccer team topped Cedar Rapids Jefferson on the road Tuesday. The Saints got a 4-2 victory with senior Connor Lenz leading the way. The Xavier track and field team hosted a co-ed invitational on Tuesday, and both teams are in Des Moines for the Drake Relays today. The girls' golf team took part in the Linmar Invitational on Tuesday, and they'll play in an MVC quad today at Ellis. And the girls and boys tennis teams both topped Western Dubuque 9-0 on Monday. Then on Tuesday, the Saints won again in matches against Dubuque Wallert. The boys won 8-1 on the road, and the girls got the 9-0 victory at home.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Breaking Benjamin. Live in concert. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets now. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
Exceed your expectations of what makes great paint or stain with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains from Menards. Now all 11% off. With some of the most advanced technology, like enhanced UV resistances, dirt shedding protection, and true one coat coverage paint and primer in one. Finding your perfect paint or stain is easy. Get 11% off everything, including Pittsburgh Paints and Stains. Now at Menards. Good through April 30th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
All right, back here at 226, coming up at 227. Spencer at Sports is back for a draft day Thursday, 319-366-1600. Talk or text line open. As you field your thoughts on round one of the NFL draft, who do you want your team to take? Who do you hope your team doesn't take? If your team doesn't have a first-round pick, what needs do you hope they fulfill? Even if they do have a first-round pick, what needs do you hope they fulfill with the draft here for 2022? 319-366-1600. We'll get to some basketball news and notes here coming up in just a bit. Before we get there, don't forget, Todd and Alex have another chance to win tickets to check out Shinedown. They are bringing their Planet Zero World Tour with special guests Jelly Roll and John Harvey to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse coming up on September 6th. It's a Tuesday night, and Todd and Alex have your chance to win a pair of tickets coming up today, sometime between 4 and 6. Another chance to win tomorrow as well. Don't forget to stop by the KGYM Facebook page. We do have a special pre-sale code you can use to get your tickets to the show as well. That pre-sale code, good today only. So head to the KGYM Facebook page for that pre-sale code to get in before the general public can buy them starting tomorrow morning. Want more details about the show? Check out KGYMradio.com. 319-366-1600. Razorback Dale already talking smack about the upcoming NBA Eastern Conference semifinal series. We'll get to that in just a moment. I got two people against me here at the station. I got Todd, and I got Razorback Dale. It's two against one. Oh, boy. More on that coming up here in just a bit. Sticking with the NFL draft here for a little bit. Let's talk trades. There are plenty of trades, of course, that happen. Some that are kind of expected, some that kind of pop out of nowhere, and there's a lot of intrigue surrounding, could there be a trade involving X player or Y player or potential draft picks and such and such? Well, there's two names that are out there, at least one that's potentially on the trading block that has gotten a lot of press lately, especially, and that is Deebo Samuel. ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano telling Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max earlier today that's unlikely, at least from what he's hearing, that Deebo Samuel will be finding a new home today.
Called the 49ers, like if the Jets called the 49ers and said, we'll give you the number 10 pick and next year's number one, yeah, it could happen, but it doesn't sound like anything like that is cooking. The Niners don't want to trade him. There are people there that still feel like the relationship can be salvaged. Whether they're right or wrong remains to be seen, but I think to think that it's going to happen tonight feels a little far-fetched because it doesn't sound to me like the Niners are in a space where they're convinced it's over.
Again, ESPN's Dan Graziano there. The other name that's been connected to some trade talks, going back to Cleveland's pursuit and eventual signing of Deshaun Watson, is Baker Mayfield. And the question is, does Baker Mayfield get traded tonight? Here's Dan Graziano with his take on that.
I think it happens this weekend, honestly. I mean, if it happens during the draft, it's after the first round, after teams that maybe looked at quarterback, didn't get one, reassess, and then, see, Cleveland's going to have to sweeten this deal if they really want to move him. They're going to have to pay part of the salary. They may have to add a pick, right, like Denver did with them when they sent Brock Osweiler there a few years ago. So it may be that you get to tomorrow and someone's interested if Cleveland adds their third-round pick to the deal or their second-round pick to the deal. So I don't think it happens tonight. I think very low chance.
Dan Graziano there talking about Baker Mayfield. He's been connected to the Panthers, especially if the Panthers draft a quarterback in the first round. Seen them linked on some mock drafts, especially over the last couple weeks, to maybe taking a Kenny Pickett or a Malik Willis. Would Baker Mayfield be in play there? Then you'd have two, I don't want to say failed 2018 draft prospects. Maybe I'm being too nice to Sam Darnold, but you'd have two top picks from the 2018 draft in Carolina. Neither of them panned out all that well. Is that a recipe for success for Matt Rhule and the Panthers? I don't personally think so, but We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see if Deebo Samuel does find a new spot and if Baker Mayfield is also dealt this weekend. There might be some other surprises that you never thought would be possible this weekend. We'll see how things play out. A couple other names Dan Graziano talks about. Was reading an article from him earlier today on ESPN.com, him and Jeremy Fowler from ESPN2. Graziano saying that Jimmy Garoppolo not likely on the trading block. 49ers, at least according to Graziano, apparently made their peace with the fact teams would not be willing to part with much in exchange for Garoppolo because he's coming off of shoulder surgery. So it does not sound like, at least according to ESPN's Dan Graziano, that Jimmy Garoppolo would be on the block this weekend. The other name that has been in trade rumors with how Seattle has been dealing with things this offseason is DK Metcalf. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler saying that he is getting strong indications they are not going to be shopping DK Metcalf out of Seattle. After all, Drew Lock needs someone to throw to in the end, and Drew Lock throwing to DK Metcalf better than Drew Lock throwing to someone who's not DK Metcalf. I'm sure Seahawks fans would agree with me. 319-366-1600 as we continue our NFL draft day one discussion here. Again, our poll question, forget about that. Will more than six wide receivers be taken in the first round of the NFL draft tonight? Yes or no? You can weigh in on our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Text lines, phone lines open too. If you want to talk draft, be happy to talk that with you here today. Appreciate the text coming in. 0978 chiming in. Thank you for your text saying that they want the Cowboys to take Breece Hall from Iowa State. That would be an interesting pick. And Breece Hall is one of the names, at least, and going back to Dan Graziano here, he did a small piece earlier today with some of his draft notes, news and notes heading into the first round of the NFL draft. And he said the most likely running back, and this is something we've been talking about over the last few weeks or so, said the most likely running back to sneak into the first round seems to be Breece Hall from Iowa State. Graziano saying the question is, who would wind up taking a running back, especially Breece Hall in the first round? There's got to be a need, got to be a fit. Sometimes there really isn't a need or a fit. You take one in that first round because he's your best player available. He seems to think, Graziano seems to think, that the likeliest running back to sneak into that first round is going to be Hall from Iowa State. Graziano pointing out that maybe Buffalo at number 25 would be one to take a flyer on Breece Hall. We'll see how things play out. I've seen at least a short time ago, maybe Kansas City would be interested. Don't know if that would be a first-round selection for them or a second-round choice for them. Buccaneers, also seen Breece Hall's name linked to them. Also Houston in the second round, possibly, as a place that has been mocked to Breece Hall in one of the mock drafts here for 2022. Be interested to see where Breece Hall does end up. Be interested to see if he does get a first-round pick, does find his way into the first round, because that would make, if we do have both Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa go in the first round and Tyler Linderbaum, it would make our poll question from a couple days ago end up being true. Three players from the state of Iowa going in the first round and representing all three major schools. That would be really interesting to see. Cowboys, a couple different texts coming in on the Cowboys, not just 0978, but Mike and Michael in Cedar Rapids chiming in as well about the Cowboys. He says he's hoping his owner or their owner doesn't make a boob out of himself again, but I suppose it makes for good television. Yeah, Jerry Jones is Jerry Jones, and a very eccentric person, obviously. He's a character. What can you say? We'll see how things shake out. The Cowboys with one pick tonight, number 24 overall, one in second round, number 56, and one in round three, number 88. Michael in Cedar Rapids chiming in as well, saying he hopes it's a good one. I'd like to see the Cowboys move up, get a tackle in the top 15, and prefer the best safety available. Appreciate your response, Michael, at 319-366-1600. Lots of interesting choices being made here in the NFL draft. We'll see how things shake out in just a little bit from now. And coverage here in KGYM. We'll have it full coverage tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, 6 o'clock tonight. You can check it out right here on KGYM with ESPN Radio. Your comments, your feedback about the NFL draft, welcome on the text line. We're going to move on to basketball news and notes, some Iowa basketball news to get to here for today. Talk about the NBA playoffs and check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard as well. That and more coming up here on Spencer on Sports on the Gym.
You know, if I could create a drumroll sound right now, this is where I would insert it. Coralville, you have been waiting so patiently, and it's finally here. Raising Cane's is officially open, and you'll find them at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue. Their crew ready to serve you up some of the best tasty, most craveable chicken finger meals. And you know why they taste so good? Well, that's because their one-of-a-kind crew works hard, has fun, and shows up for each other every single day. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, go check them out. One crew, one love at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue in Coralville.
Shine down in 3, 2, 1.
Cut!
The hottest rock band in the universe. Shinedown, Planet Zero World Tour.
You're on Planet Zero.
September 6th, Alliant Energy Powerhouse.
It's about to get...
With special guests, Jelly Roll and John Harvey. Shinedown. On sale Friday at 11 a.m. at CREventsLive.com. Planet Zero, out July 1st.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Welcome back at 240. Spencer on Sports here for a Thursday, draft day Thursday, through a 9366-1600. Your draft thoughts, welcome on the Talker text line, even though we move on to basketball here. I'll get to more of those here in our waning final minutes here on the show. A lot to cram into 1 hour. Try to do it again tomorrow, too, with NFL draft, basketball, and baseball, too. Let's move on to basketball quick. I'll get to Razorback Dale's smack talk on the text line here in just a moment. But good news for the Iowa men's basketball team. Earlier today, they were, and still are, looking for a big man, but they got some help when sophomore center Josh Ogundele announcing on social media that he is withdrawing from the transfer portal and is coming back to the University of Iowa's basketball team. Ogundele first entering the transfer portal back on the 30th of March. He's played in 27 total games with zero starts. He averaged about 1.5 points and 1.3 rebounds per game, averaging about 5 minutes a game. And of course, he had a big game, a big moment, some big minutes off the bench in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game where the Hawkeyes beat Purdue to win 4 games in 4 days and win the Big Ten Tournament Championship. So Josh Ogundele coming back for the Iowa men's basketball team. Instant help, although they are still looking for players to add to the team, especially via the transfer portal. As we know, and we've heard about Iowa in a recruiting battle for big man Fardaz Amak from Utah Valley. We'll see if Iowa can score Fardaz from the portal with the transfer portal here. We'll see how things shake out. But Josh Ogundele coming back, that news made official on Josh's Twitter account earlier today. To pro basketball here for this afternoon, two closeout games yesterday. And both games, both series were closed out by the team that was ahead in the series, starting in the Central Division. Of course, you had, it's not really a Central Division game, although it kind of is. It's in the playoffs. Eastern Conference first round playoff matchup was not as close as the final score indicated. Milwaukee dominating Chicago. In fact, winning all three final games of the series, dominating the Bulls after the Bulls tied it up at one game apiece. The Bucks cruising to a 116-100 victory at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee last night. Giannis with 33 points, 9 rebounds. Pat Connaughton with 20 points. Bobby Portis, Razorback Dale, reason for you to cheer for the Bucks. Bobby Portis, former Razorback, 14 points and 17 rebounds. And everyone's favorite, Grayson Allen, with 13 points in the win for Milwaukee. Bulls led by 23 from Patrick Williams. Nikola Vucevic with 19 points and 16 rebounds. Kobe White had 17, DeMar DeRozan just 11 points and 7 assists as the Bulls' season comes to an end. Let's hear from the Bucks, the victorious Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo talking with ESPN's Dennis Scott following the win last night.
Giannis, you start out 7-for-7, you take a three, you miss it, then you went back to attacking the defense. Why was that so important tonight?
I was just trying to set the tone, you know, come out, play hard. At the end of the day, we wasn't trying to beat the Chicago Bulls. We were trying to win the game. You know, sometimes when you up 15, up 20, you start being sloppy with the ball. You know, not playing as hard, but I think our team just kept playing hard, kept keeping their composure, kept moving the ball. I kept making shots, so as a leader, I just wanted to set the tone.
You know you become a student of the game. How big is it with you guys to get some rest knowing that you have Boston waiting on you?
It's big. Obviously, we got to get rest. We got to go back, watch some film, practice, take care of our body, and get ready for Boston.
And how focused do you guys need to be knowing that you're starting this series on the road and you're benching everybody needs to be ready?
Just got to do our job. Just got to keep playing good basketball. Trust our team. Trust our habits that we build all year. And hopefully we can win some games.
Yeah, Giannis with 33 in the 116-100 victory. Here's Bulls head coach Billy Donovan on being knocked out by Milwaukee.
You know, I thought obviously, you know, we worked, challenged, and battled defensively. Certainly their size at times. The basket was a challenge. I thought we tried to put our bodies in plays and try to get in front of Giannis. I mean, give them credit. They obviously outplayed us in the series, and they're world champions, and, you know, they're moving on, and, you know, all the credit goes to them for how well they played.
Billy Donovan there, the Bulls season coming to an end. Losing the series 4-1. Now it sets up Milwaukee and Boston, the 2-seed Celtics and the number 3-seed Milwaukee Bucks. Sunday at noon is game one. Like I said, I got two people against me. I got a coworker and I've got a listener against me. There's probably more non-Bucks fans out there, but Razorback Dale, I got three words. Again, I said them yesterday, I'll say them again. Bucks in six. Say it with me, everybody. Bucks in six. You can get the chant going. Anyone? Anyone? No? No? Everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy. Partially true. Ben's just wondering, why is he still talking? Got Todd and his Celtics, Razorback Dale, his Celtics, and me just sitting here. Yeah. So we'll see how things go. Bucks in six. That's my prediction. Bucks moving on with the win over Chicago and a closeout game last night in the West. Golden State, Steph Curry back in the starting lineup, doing Steph Curry things. Denver falling to Golden State 102-98. Klay Thompson and Gary Payton II making me feel very old. All of us who watched basketball in the 90s, very old. Gary Payton II, each with 15 points. Nikola Jokic, your presumptive MVP with 30-19. Boogie Cousins, DeMarcus Cousins with 19 points in the loss for Denver. Golden State awaiting the winner of the Memphis-Minnesota series. That game, or that series, could wrap up tomorrow night. They got game six on the horizon for that one. We'll talk about that here in just a bit. But Golden State should be a fun one. If you get Golden State, take it on either Memphis or Minnesota, especially Memphis. Ja Morant and Golden State taking on Steph Curry and the Warriors. Sign me up. Golden State winning the series 4-1. Tonight, you got three potential closeout games. Obviously, probably taking a backseat to the NFL draft tonight in most circles, but you got Philly at Toronto, game six. Philly led that series 3-0. Now it's 3-2. Got to go to Toronto to close it out. We'll see how things play out tonight, but Philly is at Toronto, game six. That's a 6 o'clock start on NBA TV. Phoenix at New Orleans, game six tonight. Phoenix leads that series 3-2, 6:30 start on TNT. And then Dallas at Utah, game six tonight at 9 o'clock on TNT. Dallas, with a win, can close out that series and advance to the Western Conference semifinals. So we will see how many of those series come to an end, how many go to a game seven. That is the question of the night in the National Basketball Association. One final game six tomorrow. You've got Memphis at Minnesota, 8 o'clock start on ESPN. Memphis leading that series 3-2 after John Morant's heroics the other night. We'll see if Memphis can close it out and advance to take on Golden State in the Western Conference semifinals. One quick other NBA notes here for today. The Bucks will have to knock out Boston, potentially, without Chris Middleton. He's expected to miss the entire second-round series against Boston. That's according to Sham Sharania from The Athletic, because of a sprained MCL in his left knee. The recovery of the grade 2 sprain places a potential conference finals return in jeopardy as well. So the Bucks will have to continue their run without one of their big three and their all-star guard, Chris Middleton. He is out for sure for the Celtics series and likely longer if Milwaukee gets farther in the postseason. 2:48 coming up on 2:49. We will check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard and wrap up the show, get you what's on tap here in just a bit on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying, Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us. That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee and over 100 million tickets sold, that's something to sing, laugh, cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Friends, ever heard the grass is always greener on the other side? If you're in a dead-end job, you want greener grass. Well, My Computer Career can help. In months, not years, they can give you a new life as an IT pro. You learn from home by taking classes live online. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. And My Computer Career offers lifetime career services, which helps you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to mycomputercareer.edu today and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
All right, back here at Spencer Got Sports here at KGYM. 2:51, starting to wind down the show here for a Thursday draft day. Draft coverage starts at 6 tonight. ESPN Radio has all 32 picks from the first round. More coverage tomorrow and into Saturday as well. Get your popcorn and snacks ready and enjoy the draft. Follow along with us on Twitter. We'll be tweeting out, tweeting along with you on the draft. You want to follow us at KGYM Radio. Also, my account at SW on the radio. Or you can follow the show hashtag SOS on KGYM. We'll get your reaction from the first round of the draft. A look ahead to night two coming up on tomorrow's program here on KGYM. Before we get you what's on tap for the rest of our local programming today, a check of the Major League scoreboard here for this afternoon. The brooms are out for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers rallying late to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates in Pittsburgh, getting a two-run single from Andrew McCutchen, who had a leadoff home run in the game. Brewers winning 3-2 over Pittsburgh to sweep the series with the Pirates. Milwaukee now 13-7 on the season, and they have a series with the Chicago Cubs coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then the lowly Cincinnati Reds are on the calendar for Milwaukee at home next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But the Brewers do get the win tonight, 3-2. This afternoon, I should say, 3-2 over Pittsburgh. Twins leading the Tigers in the eighth, 7-1. Tampa leading Seattle, 2-1 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Blue Jays and Red Sox scoreless in the top half of the third. San Diego beating Cincinnati, bottom of the eighth, 7-5. Padres leading the 3-15 Cincinnati Reds there. The Yankees leading the Orioles 5-2. That's in the middle of the seventh inning. Phillies beating the Rockies 7-1 in the eighth. Marlins victorious over the Nationals today. The Fish win 3-2. Houston leading the Texas Rangers 1-0. That game in the seventh. And currently, plug your ears, Scott Unesh, the Royals beating the White Sox 2-0, that game in the top half of the sixth inning. Games yet to come for today, the Cubs and the Braves, and it is very notable for the Braves. They've got the big bat back in their lineup. Mr. Ronald Acuna Jr. batting leadoff for the Braves. Of course, he was recently activated out of his rehab assignment after tearing his ACL last summer. Ronald Acuna Jr. back for the Braves tonight as they take on the Cubs at Truist Park near Atlanta. Other games in the calendar tonight, one actually this afternoon, the Guardians wrapping up their series with the LA Angels, and the St. Louis Cardinals taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hopefully no fisticuffs in the Cardinals-Diamondbacks series, or at least to start the series. We'll see what happens with that series. 2:54, let's get you what's on tap here for today. Plenty of local coverage coming up, taking you up till our draft coverage right here on KGYM. Again, ESPN Radio has that starting at 6. Coming up on the Gym Class, they've got plenty more reaction to the news of the day. And they'll also chat with Cole Bear, covers Northern Iowa Athletics. Cole will talk about spring football. Also talk about Trevor Penning, I'm sure, is likely to be a first-round pick tonight. Also more topics related to the UNI Panthers. Cole will join Scott and Mark coming up between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in today between 4 and 6. They've got Chris Andrews, South Point Sportsbook Director, a VSiN contributor and author, joining them at 4:30. Also Eric Galco, the Director of Football Operations and Player Personnel at the East-West Shrine Bowl, too. That's coming up tonight at 5. So plenty more draft talk and more with Todd and Alex, plus the chance to win Shinedown tickets as well, sometime between 4 and 6. We'll be back tomorrow, like I said, complete reaction to the first round of the draft right here on the show, and we'll talk about the sports weekend, too, which includes the draft, that includes the NBA playoffs, it includes Major League Baseball, and more. We'll get you ready for the sports weekend like we do right here every Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Don't forget about our poll question. The record for wide receivers taken in the first round is 7, set back in 2004. So our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Will more than 6 wide receivers be taken in the first round of the NFL draft tonight? You can weigh in with your answer, yes or no, at KGYMradio.com. And again, that poll question is brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Make it a great day. Enjoy the draft tonight. We're back here tomorrow at 2 on KGYM. See you then.